So let's welcome our traveling book tours, Jeff and Linda.
Thank you, David.
I was laughing before.
Welcome, everyone.
There was music playing, and I noticed Jeff had his eyes shut, kind of doing sort of a little visit with Adamus. I'm like, can't you hear all these people? You guys were like laughing and talking and chatting and yakking. And we're both like, it's so energizing to be with this incredible group this week.
It is. We just got back from a wonderful trip to Malta, our first time there, and then to Romania. We got back
Transylvania
earlier in the week, and I can't tell you how good it feels to be home. It was a wonderful trip, but there's no place like home. Clean clothes. And I told Linda I was just going to throw my underwear out and start all over. And regular
sweetie,
food.
Sweetie, and you always wear clean clothes. It's just how you get them clean
exactly,
is the issue.
Exactly.
You're the neatest man and I know.
I think we were both just a little travel weary after 5 long months and 75,000 miles. But we got back here in the homeroom, the classroom of the new energy. And what amazing energy today.
Oh, you
it's
got
really
a visitor.
Phenomenal.
You got a visitor.
And yes, we have a visitor. Yes, it's okay. Yeah.
Oh,
two of them. Yeah.
Look at that. Oh,
hello.
Hi.
Oh,
hello.
You can stay right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, we just wanted to acknowledge and to thank everyone for being here, to thank everybody who's tuning in online today.
Hello to
it's
all.
Amazing when we travel, the number of people who listen in on the first Saturday, and they could be in Australia, Japan, or Korea, and it's early in the morning, or in Europe, it's late at night, but they're so a part of this group. They so want to put their energy in it
so
that
sweet.
They're tuning in right now. So let's give them a big rousing welcome and invitation.
Wow.
So we have a full house today.
I want to add to that. You know, for those of you here now, I think you'd be really pleased and smile if you knew how much the people that are out there that are listening in online so wish that they could be here and so bring their energy to this event. And they are in the chairs next to each of us.
I miss having a dog
I know.
Or two or
he
three.
He looks a little bit like
Yeah. We have a full house today and a warm full house. Probably one of the warmest days that I can ever remember for a monthly meeting. Outside here, it's about probably 75 or 80. Inside, it's probably about 85 because of all these hot-blooded chambra. And it'll probably increase through the afternoon. So we went everybody's a little casual today, which is good. I don't care what Adamus says. He can say what he wants, but
excuse me?
You're
talking awful breaky right now. You know, there's hell to
but,
pay
you know,
for this.
This is, you know, I...
It's a she shirt, I know. We can see that it's very
yeah, so
specially
I'm hoping
woven.
He's proud of it, but I think at least from a man's standpoint, I was a little outdone today, almost a little embarrassed
by
Garrett. Would you just stand up? Show him how GQ you come on. That, I mean, doesn't he look GQ? Damn.
He's the man.
Damn.
Yes, you were.
You know, my fear is that Adamus is just going to kind of like do a walk-in on Garrett today, and Garrett will be channeling. So you never know. So anyway, it's we have a lot to cover. So and we have a lot of out-of-town guests today. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Do you want to do that now?
Yeah, if we could go to the slides.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Let's take a deep breath and get into it.
We're going to greet the people that are guests?
Yes, but I have to show this amazing.
Oh, my God.
Amazing
let me stand back.
Leading up to it.
Oh.
Hey, it's like really sweet.
It is sweet.
I want to sing like what the real thing
we
or
are
whatever
the one.
That is. Yeah.
We are the world.
Ah, we are the world. Ah.
Oh, look at that. It's your family, 7 kids.
That's actually a live shot from somewhere over in wherever the sun is setting right now. Yeah. I'm kidding. They're doing it again. It's a new group coming up. Anyway, who's here from out of town today?
Well, and I would appreciate your indulgence on my my not having the appropriate accent for the appropriate country in the world. But Louise is here from Quebec, Canada. Where's Louise?
Hello, from Quebec. Louise. From Quebec, eh?
And
glad you're here.
There's Josea, also from Quebec, Canada, from St. Hyacinth.
Wow.
There you go.
And you all know each other?
Oh. Okay. And then we have...
I like Quebec. Beautiful city. Mm-hmm. Quebec. Quebec. Quebec.
We need to go. It's been a long time.
Okay.
No, I meant to Quebec.
Oh, I thought you meant to move along.
Yes. That too. Okay. Maribel Gonzalez.
I'm Maribel.
Maribel's here from Costa Rica. Good to see you.
And where are you from?
Costa Rica.
Oh, I'd love to go there.
All of you.
We'll hop on a bus and go to Costa Rica. Yeah.
John Kaderka's wife, she's been trying to talk, Leslie's been trying to talk us into Costa Rica for a long time. She has said it's a very beautiful, wonderful place. Okay, also from Germany, we have Claudia Piper from Hamburg. Hello, good to see you.
Glad you're here.
Yvonne from Hessen, Germany. Where's Yvonne?
Hello, Yvonne.
And I think she's here with our dear friend Yossi Ronan from Israel. Hi,
Joseph.
Yeah. And Smadar is here from Israel also. Hi.
Hey, Smadar.
Glad you could be here.
And what part of Israel? The north. Near Haifa?
Galilee.
Oh, I love. Yeah, we were there once. I loved it.
Yaria, I believe, Bernice from Milan, Italy is here.
Hello.
Glad you could be here.
And we are going back to Italy, probably to Florence, hopefully next year, early. Yeah, beautiful country.
And Denise Rosendahl from Haarlem, Netherlands. Hello. Dennis. And I'm going to say this wrong and ask your forgiveness. Hege from Norway.
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Thank you. Good to see you. Ingrid from Norway also. Hi, Ingrid.
Hello, Ingrid.
Schomburg Institute teacher Gerd from Norway. Where's Gerd? Hi.
Hello, Gerd. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. John from United Kingdom. John from the UK.
Hello, John.
Hi, John. Thomasina from San Francisco. Hello, Thomasina.
Hello.
Beverly from Santa Barbara. Beverly Schubeck, where are you? She's here. They checked her in. Where are you, Beverly?
She's shy.
She's being shy?
Oh, we'll give you a hand anyway, yeah. Wherever you are.
And Maury Brooks from Santa Fe.
Hello, Maury.
Mem Collins from Brooklyn. Did they make it?
Hi.
Oh, you're here. Hi.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Glad you could be here. Now, where are you guys living?
Where?
Costa Rica. Okay. So they're mobile.
Wow.
International ladies. Cool. Okay. Then we have Tess Mahon from Lyle, Illinois.
Hi, Tess.
Hi, Tess. Colleen McGee from Minnesota. Where are you? Hi, Colleen.
Hello, Colleen.
Good to see you. Kirsty Newman from Santa Fe.
Hi, Kirsty.
Hootie Bites from Taos, New Mexico.
Hey, Hootie.
Luis Soreski from Taos, New Mexico.
We have a lot of New Mexicans here today.
Good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, Colleen Sorey from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Colleen.
And her sister, Carolyn Wright from Salt Lake. So good to see you both.
Carolyn? I got
Carolyn.
Just like yours, yeah.
Yeah.
Yours is bigger than mine, but...
Most men don't admit that.
I'm not going to go any further with that. This will go downhill very quickly. And there's kids viewing this, so we have to be careful. Is that it?
That's it, sweetie.
That's it. So how many are here for the first time to Coke Recall live?
Ah.
Wow, that's a lot. Woo! Wow. And just out of curiosity, how many have been coming, you know, on and off or regularly since about, let's say, 2000, 2001? Wow, that's impressive. That's really impressive.
How many were coming when we were still in a circle and we put lawn chairs on the fireplace?
That we seriously did. And we had like 20 chairs around the fireplace. That was our stage.
Yeah.
And we had these plastic lawn chairs, spare no expense, of course. And look at how uptown we are now. We've moved to the corner. The fireplace got kind of warm in the winter, and it's like we had to move. Anyway, welcome, everybody. It's always amazing, no matter where we go in the world or where in the world people come from to be here, this journey that we're on, this experience that we're in, and it amazes Linda and I how we have all very individual experiences. We all have our own version or color of the experience. But truly, we're all going through something very, very similar. It's as Adamus is talking about these days, it's an awakening. How many of you heard him the other night on the radio, on Thursday night? I think we'll put the address up here, or no, it'll be the newsletter. But he gave a really, it was a almost...
He was shockingly tender.
In the first half, the first hour.
The first half.
And then he went back to... But he gave a really beautiful message that actually I think we should transcribe and put in the newsletter or make for a download. But really talking about what we're doing and the challenges and the beauty of it. And talking about how this isn't for everyone, but the people who are here have such a... amazing, heartfelt connection. And we know it when we get together for a workshop or a school. It's not truly about just the messages from Adamus. They're wonderful, sir. But it's the, you know, we have some shots.
There's a commonality that everyone's journey is individual. It's completing yourself. And yet there's a commonality in that. Really, everyone is on this awakening journey.
The socializing, like everybody was doing here while we were supposed to be reverent and silent. The dinners at night, we have some shots of a few things. The dancing, the outrageous energies that we create. It's beautiful. So
We took over a private party in Romania. We tried to hire music, and they said we couldn't because our dining room was connected to the next dining room. And so they said, this other group has music. You can't have any. And we're like, oh. And so the music started playing. And
in the other room.
Uh-huh. In the other room, and it was the rooms were quite separated. And it was kind of good music, so the chambre was kind of doing their thing, dancing to it. And funny, I mean, without any invitation whatsoever, we all ended up dancing in on their party.
We literally, I mean, talk about irreverent, our group just kind of opened up the wall and the curtain that separated it. And pretty soon this other group, it was like a high school reunion or something, they were like, whoa.
We ended up doing a conga group, line through their dinner tables.
They were like, their mouths were just like wide open. And I think they wonder what hit them, but that's the way it is.
It was pretty funny. You had to be there.
Yeah.
It really was funny.
So particularly, Linda and I are so privileged when we're out traveling, like on the recent Malta tour. We had 50 chambres from 16 different countries, And, you know, there's no cultural barrier or any other kind of barriers. Everybody just gets there, and we can be ourselves, and whatever that means. And usually it's kind of crazy.
I'll tell you another really sweet thing, too. It's always real nice because we have to interface with wherever the meeting is. And I kid you not, it is never that we do an event that people and staff from the hotel don't come back to us and say, wow, what is it about your group? It's such an amazing, nice group of people. I mean, and it's consistent almost worldwide. I mean, really, it's really a special.
So let's take a deep breath with that. What an amazing group of humans and angels that
you are.
We have the honor of working with. So with that, these kids are getting tired, so we're going to get them off the screen. Let's take a quick...
Ooh, fire!
Alchemy. Let's take a quick look at last month. Does anybody remember? Yeah. All right, let me ask this. How many of you remember what the homework was? How many actually did it? Oh, All right. And it worked. All right. We'll get into that. We'll see what Adama said. So Linda's going to read Adama's lines.
Okay.
All right.
So in review, you've made a very deep commitment that you're going to awaken in this lifetime. Even a year or so ago, you probably found it difficult to describe the process that you were going through. It was very unclear, garbled. You weren't even sure of what you were saying. But you're now able to articulate it. Instead of long stories, now you're able to clarify it. I want to write a book with all of you. From your personal experiences and perspective, what have been the challenges of awakening?
So as you may remember from last month, Adamus is preparing another book, and we're all part of it. And there's a precedent set for this. Of course, the Masters in the New Energy book, which was done in Amsterdam a couple of years ago, he mentioned it at the beginning of the workshop. I didn't think much of it. He said it was going to really get out there. I didn't think much of it, but it's out there. It's being published now in Italian, Polish, German, and a couple other publishers looking for it. So it's pretty amazing. So what he's doing with all of us, what we're all doing, is really writing a handbook for awakening. And it helps us, I think, clarify what we've been going through, hopefully. But I have a really strong feeling that it's going to be such a guide or a tool for others going through this process. Adamus is explaining it in his way on the board with the diagrams and the Adamus's way. But if you take a look into the core of it, it really is what we've been going through.
You know, ultimately, I feel like it'll be a book that ultimately helps people going through the process to probably doubt themselves less.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest side effect that I think people are challenged with, is that you go through this process and you tend to doubt yourself. And hopefully that's what the book will do. It'll really help people stop doubting themselves.
And to me, this is really the true definition of the term shoud, which means we all bring our wisdom together and then share it with others. So it's this time it will be supposedly a book with all these different things. So it's amazing, once again, that we're all here, all participating in this.
Well, like I said, when you can go ahead of people and say it's going to be okay, it can be really empowering and really helpful to others. And wouldn't that really be a wonderful... It makes me smile to think that maybe what the journey that we've been through will make it easier for others, that somehow it'll make their journey just a little easier and they'll trust themselves a little more.
Okay. You want to... Oh, and then from there, he, as you may remember, a few of you in particular. You want to see that again?
Yeah. Oh, so clever. I don't know where you find these clever tools. Oh, you're good. Okay.
But
and then I wonder, why does it take him 12 hours to do these slides?
It takes forever, but I love doing it. It's my passion. If you remember last month, then he went around the audience with a microphone, and rereading some of the comments yesterday, there are really good comments, great input, good interactions, and I hope you all enjoy it. It's such a difference with Adamus walking around with having my eyes open and moving around the room. But
it's not safe to sleep.
Yeah, no, it's not safe. No, do not sleep today, Kirsty. Okay. He went on to say, after about almost an hour of interacting, he went on to say, by the way, I always take note of who's crazy enough to sit on the aisles. Go ahead.
He's trying to warn you that you never know. Okay. Last month, we talked about the convergence of the human waveform and the divine waveform. The divine has a flow, and the human has its own flow and rhythm. Sooner or later, these elements decide to come together, and that's what's happening right now. The X spot, or awakening, that's where you are.
So really for the last, I think, three or four sessions, he's been going through the diagrams, kind of how he was talking about how the divine waveform, the human waveform are kind of have been doing this dance, but now they're coming together, and he's saying that's where we are right now. And he's really kind of going into detail and explaining what this is all about. I personally have found it refreshing and comforting because I've been wondering, you know, what is this we're going through? And more than that, where are we going from here?
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to
some... It's comforting to know that the Chandler is okay with his own information.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. It's a good... somebody leave their condom up here. Ooh.
Jeff, I don't even want to talk about why you think that is the shape of condom.
I just happened to look.
You're scaring me.
You got me on that.
You're scaring me, buddy. You're scaring me today. You're scaring me.
I think it's jet lag.
You're scaring me, baby.
Anyway, he went on to say...
I'm trying to read slower because there actually are a number of people that are doing simultaneous translation, and they asked me to slow down. Okay, what happens in the X zone? The formulas don't work. Formulas were developed long ago, and now they don't work. That gives the impression that the human is falling apart, that everything is crumbling, and the human is tumbling through some abyss, not knowing when it will ever recover. That's absolutely not true. It just feels that way, and sometimes you experience it that way.
So he's talking about this. Everything kind of, I think you also used the term recently, destructuring. And I think we've all experienced that. And you wonder, what the hell is going on? But it's he's saying that the old structures, the old belief systems and patterns and way we did things are just really kind of dissolving away, or maybe a better word, transmuting into a higher consciousness or a different level. So I think a lot of us have found things in our life falling apart, and you go, what the hell is happening here? But Adamus explains that here we're just transmuting or restructuring. So that was a good reason to take a deep breath.
What I find really uncomfortable is this is incredibly accurate based on what's going on in the world. I mean, it's like if I see another wild headline, I'm just going to scream. I mean,
Yeah. This
is, it's not just us individually. It's everything.
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 Yeah. But the good news is that I think we have a different perspective of what's happening, and it's really not falling apart. It's just reshaping. And yes, if you don't have this perspective, I think it's real easy to look at the headlines and say, what is going on with the world and what's going to be taking place in the next 5-10 years? But actually, his talk the other night, Thursday night, we'll do a transcript of it. It was really, really refreshing, really good.
I'm glad you like what you channel.
I did, actually. Not always, but I did. There's some times where it's a little push my button. So he went on. All right, I'll do it again. Okay, here we go.
Oh, that's the wrong slide.
Hours, I feel like like a Buddhist monk with doing the sand thing, the hours that it takes just to...
That's the wrong slide.
Is that?
Yeah.
What happens in that 4 minutes? Okay.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
In this X zone, there's a deep dive within. It's a dive of self-discovery. But it leads to a lot of doubt, a lot of overly critical analysis. It becomes your first thought in the morning and the last one at night. You tend to get stuck there, and you need somebody or something to come along and shake you out of it. Dear Chambra, this is where you're at right now. You're in the midst of it, and at times it's absolutely depressing. At times, you wonder what you ever did to deserve this. At times, it's absolutely stimulating, invigorating, and freeing to you. And at times, the enlightenments are so overwhelming that you become hell-bent on having more.
Can anybody relate to that? Yeah. So Damas is saying, we're taking the deep dive right now. We're really going into it. And part of that, I've experienced it, I know a lot of others have, there's a tendency to have so much doubt. And then, what did he say, overly critical self-analysis. And it just gets really draining at times. But there's other times when you just have an amazing insight or revelation, or where you feel like just you wake up in the morning and just
so
feel,
you're addicted to enlightenment.
No, it's. I don't think it's that, but I think the process has its highs and lows.
Absolutely.
And I think he explains it in this next slide.
Okay, you're so clever. Here you are in the X zone. The critical ingredients here are trust, a healthy trust in yourself, a trust that you are God also. There's no rush. The trust in your own divine, in your own self, needs to be very real. Compassion, accepting every part of you. You have all these aspects, parts and pieces coming back. They need to feel that compassion. It's the welcome home. It can't be manufactured. Everything that has not been compassionated is going to come up. Every wound, every broken aspect, every dark, miserable aspect is going to come up because it wants your compassion, but it doesn't really believe your compassion. Take a look at the cross. The cross wasn't the one to be nailed to. The cross was the intersection of the divine and the human right here, the X or cross.
So he's saying we're in this X zone where divine meets human right now, and really, he's saying the best things to have that for yourself is trust, but it has to be real. You just can't say, oh, I trust myself, but then walk out the door and keep mistrusting. It has to be real. And then compassion. And I think he created a new word here, compassionated.
You think?
I looked in the dictionary. I didn't see it. But actually, I like that word. When he says that everything that has not been compassionated is going to come up. I like that. So it's really about trust and compassion in self. And particularly with those really simple, basic guidelines, it makes this whole time of convergence, of coming together, a lot easier.
I think people get extremely confused about trust. And what I think is most important here is he's not saying that you have to trust anyone else, anything else. He's saying just trust yourself. And that's a really, really amazing place when you can find that place where you truly trust yourself.
And it's not necessarily easy.
No, it's not. No. Yeah. Don't make me tell stories.
Yeah. But in these, neither of these two things is particularly easy, but actually they're really quite simple. There's a difference between being easy and these are simple.
Okay.
And it's just trust yourself. Yeah. Just trust. Next slide.
The X zone, free, can be brought back, but it has...
Free will.
Oh. You threw me off. Okay, sorry. Okay. in the X zone, free will can be brought back. But it has to be from a very conscious acknowledgement of your divine will.
And could I stop you right there?
Please.
I did. That's kind of, actually, there shouldn't be any other words on the slide. I think that really is it. The free will can be brought back. Remember he said, we really gave up our free will. We fooled ourselves into believing that we still had free will because we think we can pick what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear, but that's really not free will, and we really don't choose it that well anyway. But
speak for yourself.
He was saying that we get it back when we have the very conscious acknowledgement of our divine will. And our divine will is that other waveform. It's the part where we sometimes don't understand why things happen in our life, but they're really happening for a very beautiful reason. The acknowledgement of not of destiny and not of some other being guiding our life, but a part of us that really actually understands. And a part of us that doesn't get tied up in the human drama, the human dilemmas. It's the constant that's always there. And when we acknowledge that divine will, then our free will starts coming back.
I found that this was incredibly indicative of his aggressive teaching style, his teaching method.
Aggressive?
Aggressive, yes. And you know, he does this thing where he wants to push you out of your comfort zone. So he deliberately irritated people. The letters we got because he said you don't have free will. Oh, pissed off,
yeah.
Upset.
Oh, you should have seen him Malta with a group. I mean, it was slap him up time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And, of course, he did that to shock everybody, to get them out of their comfort zone. And then, of course, he says, no, it's you have free will, but it's really divine free will.
Yeah.
What an interesting method he uses.
Yeah. Anyway, I... don't look at me. I actually don't even want to go through the rest of the slide because that was really the point.
I should have just edited it at that.
Okay. Go.
Okay. From here, we start going into potentials. Potentials are actually not in the future. They're right here. Let yourself explore. Don't think about it. Explore it. Really let yourself go and feel the potentials. Does it resonate? Does it feel like it's really yours? Is it something you'd want to experience in your life? You don't have to get detailed or literal. I'm talking just about feeling. Does it feel good? Does it feel like you? As you're drifting around your potentials, something will resonate. It will feel just right.
So I know Adamus is going to be doing more work with us on potentials, and he differentiates this from visualization or things like that. And he says when you go into your potentials, first of all, recognize they're right here. In other words, you don't go way out into the future. They're actually right here, and you go in and feel them. You don't try to analyze them or structure them. You just feel them. He's going to do some more work with us, quite a bit more on that.
He focused on that a lot in Interdimensional.
Yeah. There's a lot of it. But he's going to take us through some more. So.
You have the insider information. Here's.
This was the homework.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do between now and our next meeting. Go to a department store. Oh, yes. and spend an hour wandering around like, this is for like kindergartners. A big store that offers a lot of things. Clothing and shoes and perfume and jewelry and household goods. And just wander around department to department observing the merchandise. Not necessarily other people. Just observing and feeling because every item is going to feel different. And good in my shopping bag.
Well, and I have to admit, I did not do my homework. But actually, I think one of my aspects did. Because I got a call a couple of days ago from the credit card company. And
they
said,
right.
Mr. Hoppe, did you authorize 4 charges for a total of $1,000 at Walmart in Ohio? I'm like, I wasn't in Ohio, and excuse me, Walmart? And So I think one of my aspects went shopping.
It was so bad that I had to talk to them because they were worried about a fraud, and I said, trust me, my card might have Walmart on it, but I assure you my husband's wouldn't.
So the reason for the exercise is it's similar to exploring potentials. You just go around feeling. So he was kind of using this as a precursor for some of the work he's going to continue doing with us. What's it like just to wander around, not to actually buy anything, but just to feel the energy?
He didn't say you couldn't buy anything, trust
me. Yeah, I think he did.
He did not.
He said, do not buy.
If you walk out and come back in, that didn't count.
No, he sold. Yes, then you could go back in. Anyway, that was a message from last month. And let's move along. Oh, yeah, yeah.
More sunrise.
Ooh. As the sun comes up.
Wow.
Let's take a little bit of a video and music review of May. We went to, right after the monthly meeting, we went to Malta, our first time. Malta is south of Sicily and north of Tunisia, right in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. For a long, long time, it was a very strategic location for shipping, military. I'm sure you've heard of the Maltese Falcon. The guys, you know, the knights.
Maltese knights.
Yeah, yeah, but they were Knights of St. Gregory, I think. It was an amazing place. Actually, it has the oldest known ruins or temple, the oldest temples in humanity, going back over 6,000 years old. So, you know, you have to debate, are they older than Egypt, all the rest of that, but they're really old.
Let's not debate it.
They're really old. And we got to visit one place called the Hypogeum, which is only 10 people at a time, and we got to go in there. It was really amazing. So from there, we went to Romania for the mystery school, which was cool, in Transylvania, and then finally syncretized teacher training. So we put them all in one 3.5-minute video tour. If we could have the lights down or off so we can really get into it. Okay, here we go. Oh, that wasn't good. Just a very quick tour of a wonderful month.
Can't you just see that? Can't you just feel how much fun and joy it is? It just
and it was kind of funny. I was watching the pictures with most of these were Adamas, and some of the antics, particularly in Romania at the mystery school.
Oh, my God.
A young guy, Andre, was sitting about right here. And Adamas, of course, is walking around with a magic marker, drawing on the board. And Andre kind of, shaved head. And he walked over and starts writing on his head. Andre did not wash his head for 3 days after that. But
he was outrageous.
It was great. It was a really good tour. So, okay, let's talk.
It's broken.
Oh, let's do a quick review of upcoming events. And I'll just move through this really quickly. I think quite a few of you are here for the upcoming Mental Imbalance workshop.
How many people here are going to be at that?
Yeah, so we're going to have a good group up in Breckenridge. We still have spaces left.
Yes, we do.
You do have to fill out an application. We're trying to get a good picture of everybody's background, but it'll be next weekend up in Breckenridge. So
it's more of an information sheet than it is an application.
An information sheet, yeah.
Yeah, because it feels like Adamas is going to have different things for different people.
I'm excited about it.
Good.
It'll be a crazy weekend, so to speak.
If you're not excited, we're all in trouble.
And then, just so you know, we're doing a free webinar on June 21st. This will be on the internet, on crimsoncircle.com. We'll have the information in the upcoming newsletter, the wonderful, award-winning Chambra Monthly Magazine newsletter online. And actually, I'm really proud of it. The team does a good job of putting it together. We did a webcast a couple of months ago, a teleclass called Connecting with the Angels. This is through Global Teleclass. It was one of the largest audiences they've ever had, and this is a very professional organization. So we had so many people wanting more. We're going to do a follow-up. How to connect with angels, pets, other entities, humans, and the ground. So we'll be doing that. It'll be free, of course. Then July, just as a reminder, please don't show up here on, what would it be, Susie, July 3rd or July 2nd?
July 3rd. Yeah, come up for the Canyon 4th of July celebration if you want, but that's all you're going to see.
There is no July webcast because we're going to be in Munich, Germany for the Midsummer Conference. We will have a webcast of that. We'll have the information in the upcoming upcoming newsletter. It'll be an audio webcast, so onward to Munich. Mm-hmm. After that, it's over to Salzburg, Austria for the Mystery School. I believe that's sold out. We're coming home for 6 weeks.
Whoa, you're lying to me.
Oh, but in the meantime, we will do another free teleclass through the Global Teleclass people. It's going to be called Are You Having a Spiritual Awakening or Just Going Crazy? And this won't be channeled. It'll just be Linda and I talking. But they bring in such a new audience, and it's people outside of the Crimson Circle. So for some of you, it may be information you already know. But if you want to just join in with your supporting energies, that'd be wonderful. And we'll have the information in the newsletter. And moving right along, August, back here on August
7th,
for the kickoff of the new series. Look forward to having everybody back here.
Are we really done with the first series then? Wow.
This is it. Unless Adamas wraps it up in Munich. I don't know. September, it's back to Europe for a book tour, for an Adamas book tour in a bunch of different cities, which should be interesting and fun. And then just tentatively, on October, just tentatively, we'll be in Hamburg, Germany, for a Saint Germain conference. It's not ours. We're just invited guests.
They don't know what they're getting into.
It should be interesting. There's 8 or 10 different Saint Germain channelers from
Could be interesting, eh?
And then there's Adamus.
What were they thinking?
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I do not consciously remember ever agreeing to do this, so I think I was, like, blanked out by Adamus. I think he wants to be there. I'm really afraid. We need to have a car waiting outside, running, ready to go at any minute.
I got your back, honey.
No, it should be wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
I got your back, honey.
And then we'll do a couple other European cities while they're there. So that's the upcoming schedule.
There's one more thing.
I have that later.
Oh.
I have that later. So let's take a deep breath because we're going into the Chambra launch pad.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not.
Okay. Are we ready?
Okay, here we go.
I'll come and stand on your side.
You know...
Bad deal.
Whoops.
Oh. And, no. Oh, that's an advertising for Coke. Why would you do that?
Oh, do we get product placement for that? You know, it's been really rewarding to see so many people writing books and doing music and creating, seeing Hannibal Means going on to America's Got Talent, seeing people putting together services and businesses. That's what Adama says it's really kind of all about right now. Just
creation.
It's time to do it.
Expressing.
Yeah. So we go into today's launch pad with an exciting, dynamic, fun new launch with our dear friend
Maury
Brooks. So come on up, Maury. Big welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what you have. You have balloons.
But let me explain the story.
Okay.
I have a concept I discovered 4 years ago at the first international sound healing conference in Santa Fe. And there's a Dr. John Reed who's created the Cymoscope and some other interesting sound tools for healing purposes and research. And he was talking about the nature of sound. And he had us take a balloon and hold it in our hands and make some sounds into it just to experience the nature of the vibration of our voice and what happens when you translate it into another form. By the way, if anybody has a balloon in your pocket, why don't you just blow it up and we'll have some fun with it.
Okay. Here you go. Yeah, this is not a condom. It's a balloon.
Oh,
Here, Linda, you get one too.
Thank you.
Blow it up tight or loose?
Blow up all the way. Have fun today.
I knew you were going to do that.
Now, when that went flying, did you notice your breath, how you stopped breathing? That's right. You see, when you start playing with the balloon, what I've discovered is I stopped making a list after about 30 new concepts I've discovered. And I've discovered a lot more since then. But the idea is that a balloon is probably, as a 10-cent toy, one of the most powerful tools to help teach us about our vibrational or feeling self.
Maury, I have to interrupt you
for
a moment.
Two?
This is really dangerous to give all these Chambra balloons because they're making noises, they're doing weird things with them. I mean, this is like going back to first grade.
Okay, everybody, stop having fun.
It's fun.
Did you notice your breath when the balloon popped, everybody? It all... So the idea is, when I started energy healing...
How did you do that?
Okay.
All right, class.
Okay. When I started doing energy healing 22 years ago, it came to me spontaneously. While I was working on somebody, I was taking my hands off to reposition, and suddenly I felt this vibrational field in my hands. And I just started playing with it, and this 3-day headache they had disappeared in a matter of short amount of time. And I started doing that for other people and in other ways, and I just started doing it, and like healing happened. It was amazing. And so...
So what did you do?
Well, let's see about what I do. Okay, what I want everyone to do is take the balloon and hold it about an inch from your mouth. I can't
Where's
do that
this
with
balloon,
the...
Ben?
Where's my balloon? Can I borrow one of these? It's got a hole in it. It's not tied. Okay, you got to tie off your balloons. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll get there. We'll get there. See, this one's not tight. That's a quiet one, though. But the idea is, I'll use this. It's okay. When you hold it between your hands, about an inch from your mouth, let's all make the sound.
Maury, this looks really weird. I mean, really weird. I don't know what the people online are seeing, but all right, let's do it again just for all everybody online. Oh, no, ma'am, we're not a cult.
By the way, this is called the magic balloon. The magic because of its potential. If you think of everything around you as a balloon of energy, this is just another balloon that can relate to those other balloons in a way that's beyond what most people typically think about balloons can do. So anyway, how many of you felt a vibration when you were doing that? Yeah, most of you. And did it feel kind of like a lot more than what your voice normally feels like? Yeah, exactly. And so what I discovered is when John Reed taught me that and I felt that feeling in my hands, I knew that this was the next tool for helping people connect with who they really are. Because, you know, we live in a world nowadays where people can't afford the $300 gizmo and the this and that, but we have to take responsibility for our own moment-to-moment healing. And to do that, we have to train ourselves. And so what this tool, as it develops in the system I'm evolving and the book I have here today, The Magic Experience Miracles, it basically guides you through a step-by-step series of journeys using all kinds of tools to awaken with your vibrational self for healing purposes, for manifestation purposes, and with the world around you. And my goal is that eventually, when I have enough people practicing the system and getting good at it, is to use it as a tool for world healing, where a lot of people are working on world healing events together. So anyway, I'm going to give you a little teaching here, which is one of the earlier steps. And it's kind of, I'm stepping into it quickly. Normally I have people in the book do sounds for a lot longer because most people aren't as sensitive as many people in this group. And the reason I know that is I used to do these groups like at Hull Expo in Albuquerque and other places. And
Do you really expect people to behave with a balloon in their hand? I mean, seriously.
I'm finding this just almost impossible.
Jeffrey wasn't behaving when he had a balloon on the table.
Good point.
No, the thing is, healing and life should be fun. If it's not, you're doing something wrong. So the idea of the balloon is it's a powerful tool, it's fun, and it could take you on a journey of discovery into who you really are and the world around you. At later levels, you can use it. I guide people into how to heal their family and friends with the balloon. Now that one's going to go. You got a few minutes on that, but that's going to go.
Jeez, that's bigger than
mine. We have someone back here with a huge balloon.
I'm so expectant.
So Maury, I noticed that we're going downhill quickly. Yeah. I noticed that the book is, it looks like it's like easy, fun. Is this something somebody can experience by themselves? Well, read through it, or do you have to do
this?
I
have expectations.
It will birth a new potential, yes. Yeah. So this is just the beginnings. Thank you, Linda. Yeah, no, this is designed as something people could do on their own, or what I encourage is people to develop like a local neighborhood group which gets together once a week to...
You haven't met my neighbors.
Neither have you.
Yeah, we live up here in the mountains, you know, and go to the neighbors and say, would you like to have a balloon party? get out that shotgun and said, boy, you go back to town where you belong.
But wash your breath when the balloon pops.
Who are you?
I feel like a little kid. I'm holding a balloon, and it's just, I feel like I'm five. Go ahead. I don't mean to be rude.
I want to show you one little exercise here.
Okay.
It's a journey. Now, so let's just say you tune into your body and notice a feeling you might have somewhere that might be tight or something like that.
Tight?
Well, sometimes people are tight somewhere.
Tight, yeah.
Tight, you know, like tight. When you're stressed or your back is sore or your knees hurt or, you know, some people come to me, their ankles have been sore for the last 30 years. And there's techniques with the balloon that stuff actually can go pretty quick.
We're
so
rocking.
What I want you to do is hold it against that spot. You could prop it behind you with
not
the chair.
In public.
Okay, Maury. And that was Linda doing that.
That must be airplane-itis. I sit too long on
airplanes. No, where does it hurt?
Anyway, so when you hold it against your body somewhere and you start making certain sounds, which really could evolve into any sound, it helps you amplify, and then you stop. You can just, it'll amplify the inner vibration that's going on. I mean, when you're tight, you don't typically think about, oh, that's a spot inside me that's vibrating it in whatever kind of way. It's a sound. It's a light. And
sound.
So this balloon, just like it amplified your voice, could amplify these feelings deep inside your body. And why that's important is, as a healer, and what I teach is that, and this is a pretty universal concept that many of you may know, is that when you can be with the reality of what is, it tends to change.
Yes.
So if you could amplify this feeling inside of you that you cannot typically feel, guess what? It will tend to change.
So could we do it now?
Absolutely.
With everybody?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So hold it against...
Okay, so pick a place in your body where you feel something going on in whatever nature. Hold it against the body.
Okay. And then what do we do? Make any sound?
Okay. There's a number of ways it could be done. But when you first start... Okay, now hold up a second and just feel the feeling beneath your hands. When you just feel that feeling beneath your hands, what do you notice? When it's held against the spot you're working on.
It's a much stronger vibration.
It's a much stronger vibration, exactly. That's the point. That is the point. Is that these tightnesses and sorenesses in our body are vibrating, and when you amplify it, it's a stepping stone to healing. It's a stepping stone to feeling and connecting with our world and our potential as individuals, as communities, and as a world.
Good. Thank you. We need to move along, but I know there's a few credits that you'd like to offer
for
helping with the book.
Absolutely. First of all, I'd like to give a special thanks to my editor, who's not here today. She's up in Wisconsin, Christine Thoma. And a special thanks to my girlfriend, Christy. I'm sorry.
You really messed up, and we have it on video.
Nobody else can say it either. Kirstie Newman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We really can feel that this has, that definitely brings energies out.
And people can get the book on your website.
Okay, I set up a site. It just got online yesterday. TheMagicBalloon.com. One word. TheMagicBalloon.
And it's here also.
Yeah.
I have them here today. I'll be signing them. Oh, and by the way, anyone who purchases a book on my website this weekend, if they request a little comment box a signature. I will sign the book for them. I'm only doing that this weekend by mail, so it's an incentive. I have a limited number on the first edition, and hopefully they'll sell out. They just went on sale today.
And would you sign my balloon?
Absolutely.
Good.
And so, yeah, check it out. There's some other interesting surprises in here, which I want to mention. Art could be used as a healing tool. And I've, for about 10 years now, I've been creating healing paintings that I actually use during sessions at my studio, where I put paintings in front of people according to what's needed, just like someone might use a homeopathic. I pull out pictures and put them around the room.
Good.
And so, anyway, in this book, there's actually what I call a Vibra map, which you could actually see at the store because I have them separate available, or it comes with the book. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Let's give Maury a big hand for launching your product.
Thank you.
And let's give him a big balloon squeaky. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Really fun. Woo! 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 There is always one of those.
Yes. Maury, how much is the book?
How much is the experience?
The experience miracles is $8.95 plus shipping and handling. And here, it's just a simple $9 because I went around numbers.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. It is now time for...
Where are you going?
I have no idea. It's now time for Chambre News. And then we'll take a much-needed bio break.
No.
I noticed somebody brought wine today, a punch bowl with wine. This will be an interesting channel. Yeah. So let's go through the news. What's new and upcoming? Oh, I couldn't wait to announce this. It's the Egypt 2011 Chambre Tour. We have been working on it since we got back from the last one. We've been working on all the details for next year, making it even better,
more
really refining everything. And this will be Chambre only. In other words, on the boat, on the airplane, it's just our group, which last year was the most amazing part. So we have it ready. It will be on the store, on the Chambre shop, on Wednesday. We said
we weren't going to do it, and after we did the second trip, we're like, oh, my God, we got to do it at least one more time.
So just a couple quick shots. This is Mövenpick Royal Lily. It's our cruise boat that we'll be on for 8 days going up and down the Nile. It's a five-star Swiss boat. Go Switzerland. So it's very neat and clean. Just a quick look at, I don't know if you can see that very well, but it's a very updated, beautiful ship with a pool on board.
A real pool.
And at night, we sit out on this back deck. We sit out in the back deck?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. We sit out in the back deck and do sessions with Adamus or Kathumi while floating down the Nile. It's a beautiful boat.
It's so easy and graceful and multidimensional and crosses time.
Just a couple of shots from last year. And we have private time at the pyramid, private time in the Paws of the Sphinx. One night we go to a temple for a private night tour of the temple. And just an amazing schedule. I think it's 13 days that you really lose track of time. Whirling dervishes and I would just absolutely love going there. So we have this ready in the store for sign up on Wednesday. I do have to tell you it's limited to 98 people, 98 Chambre. We already made the announcement late yesterday to the Angel group. And I think there's already about 10 spots gone. So
there were 10 gone at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. So if you're interested in going, we do have payment plans. You don't have to pay it all at once. But you do consider signing up early because it's amazing.
And truly, the piece that we just don't know how it's going to evolve, things are happening slowly, but your access to things right now is still really good.
In Egypt.
But they're talking eventually, we don't know when, but within the near future, you won't be able to touch these things or even walk onto the Giza Plateau, and you can right now. And you can literally, you know, you're not supposed to touch stuff, but you can stand right up next to something thousands of years old and really, really
well, it's going kind of the way of Stonehenge, where it's roped off at Stonehenge. It's very difficult to actually get in there. Right now in Egypt, you can still go right into the sites and touch and feel everything. So anyway, we're excited. This will be February. I think it's 11th through the 24th or something like that next year. All the information will be in the website, in the Chambre Shop. We'll also have it in the newsletter coming out next week.
It's an incredibly interdimensional experience for most people.
Yeah. I just love it there. Next. Oh, also speaking of interdimensional, we are formally today releasing the Interdimensional Personal Study course. This was filmed back in April here in Golden, and it includes a 212-page personal study guide. There is over 10 hours of channelings, mostly with the Dhammas, but a little bit of Katsumi. It's a beautiful, I think the best personal study guide so far. And really,
it's an amazing experience.
What Adamas does is helps everybody to expand your awareness, to be aware of not just this reality, but all the other realities around. He does it very, very well, step by step, taking people through it. So that's available.
Well, it gives a whole new perspective. Sometimes people think that it's about being separate, and it's not. It's about expanding.
So that's available today here. Actually, we have some copies. It's available online as a digital download and also as a physical copy you can order from the Chambre Shop. I really think it's one of the best products yet. And the staff did an amazing job. You, Jean, the whole crew that was there.
Kaderka.
So thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Next.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Not happening.
Here it is. Just a real quick reminder, we have a new Chambre online photo and video album, so you can go up there and view all these photos. Before, it was kind of scattered around in different places, but go to the community section on the website, look for the photo album. It's there's a lot of shots from Malta, Kelowna, Romania, places like that.
It's fun.
Okay, and I think coming up next is... Everybody remembers our friend Hannibal Means. And as David said, he was on America's Got Talent last week. Of course, it was filmed a little while ago. He's going to the semifinals in Vegas. And we really quickly wanted to just run the clip. It's just like he's still here with us. So we have it ready. You guys can play it in the back.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it goes pretty fast.
Yeah. He'll hit the lights. This was on Tuesday night.
America's Got Talent, the L.A. auditions, where on stage things have taken a turn for the worse.
A cowboy went running on a dark and windy day.
Three strikes and you're out of there.
All three?
However, backstage, the acts are still optimistic about their chance at the prize of a lifetime, including 59-year-old voice teacher Hannibal Means.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
My name's Nick. What's your name?
Hannibal. Hannibal Means. I love to sing. My mother says I sang at 3 months old. My father said, what is he doing? I was going, ah.
If you can speak, you can sing.
Singing is like speech in slow motion. My big dream is to share my energy in the world.
He has a grand laugh. This is kind of mysterious, Hannibal.
Here we go, 5, 4, 3.
Hannibal Means!
is Hannibal Means.
Okay, and Hannibal, what are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to play the piano and I'm going to sing the last verse of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Fabulous. Where are you from, Hannibal?
I was born in Oakland. I just came back to the United States after living the past 25 years in Vienna, Austria.
Oh, that's what I can hear in that voice.
Yes.
Well, we're very glad you're back. And let's hear it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I did my best, but it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I didn't come all the way here just to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I was, but mostly teaching.
Yes, yes.
I was actually teaching so that I could have the money to pay for my lessons. Okay. Hallelujah.
What were you teaching?
Singing.
Singing.
And so, you see, now what's your name?
I am Howie.
We're now going to pass over to Piers.
Well, this Hannibal,
is
Piers. Look, Hannibal, the singing wasn't too bad, to be fair to you. It was my problem was the way you were murdering that keyboard. It was more like Hannibal Lecter, to be honest.
Okay.
Just me, or does he seem animatronic?
Yeah. Well, let's vote. Harry, yes or no?
I want to see more. This seems like some sort of weird dream, but I'm going to say yes.
Okay. He said yes. I think it's a weird nightmare, and I'm saying no. So it's down to Sharon.
Do you know, you have such a beautiful tone. You're fabulous, quite fabulous.
Thank you so much.
And I just have to say yes, and we'll see you in heaven.
Congratulations, Hannibal Means.
Thank you so much.
You're going to Vegas.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Splendid.
His diction. Hello.
I'm just going to wait for you to start talking like this one day. I know you got it in. You're from Oakland. I know it's in there.
Hannibal is on his way to Las Vegas.
I mean, how fun is that? He was just at our monthly meeting just last month.
The necklace he had on there is the one Adamus wore. And Oh, that's so fun. I mean, that's just amazing. So a big hand for Hannibal again.
When is the next show?
I don't know, and he can't really say. Uh-huh. He can only tell us after it's done with. So we'll let everybody know. There'll come a point where people can vote. I think, you know, you call in and you can vote, but he is going to the semifinals.
It's pretty exciting, pretty fun.
Yeah, and you know, what a great way to share consciousness. Because you know when Hannibal's up there, he's just like sharing this incredible consciousness with the world.
Well, and you can hear him saying, well, there's this like energy, and it's like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, and I like Howie is like, you know, this is like a really weird dream. don't you know, Howie? And I love Hannibal. And who are you? So anyway, that was great. We're going to take a break in just a minute. I wanted to quick mention the Crimson Circle toolbar. If you ever go online, which I'm sure most of you do, we've got a great toolbar. It's kind of a supplement or an addition. It's really cool. It does a lot of things. It's customized for Crimson Circle. And we just happen to have the guy whose company is creating this in Israel with us, Joseph Ronan. So,
yay.
Joseph, come on up. So Joseph, this is a big company now, isn't it?
Yeah, now it's a really big company. We have like 100 million, more than 100 million users a day.
Wow!
Yeah, that's amazing for 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think a lot of Shambra may have heard of it, but they're like, well, I don't know what to do with it, or maybe they're afraid of downloading something. Or does it spy on people? Like,
well, okay, it is customized.
Right.
It's mean everybody can do anything.
Right.
So you can do whatever you like. But what I made here, I made it. So nothing is nasty there. You can go online, Joe, you can put it, and you can
Joseph,
see.
Does this mean solitaire is built into it?
It's let's put it online, you will
so
see.
So this is, we're live right now?
It is, I put the first page is, get into the live webcast because we are there in Israel, for instance. To get in, it takes time, and you forget, and you we're late, and
so you can like just click on a button on the toolbar,
and on top of it, and then you have the best thing that I think for the community. It is the radio.
Like
you go to the radio, up. No.
Is live.
Radio.
There.
Yeah.
There.
Punch to the small. Yes. Go down. Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Here. Stay here. Stay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You can get online all the last year or 2 years of shouts, and it's go direct to this. To your own browser. So it's very, very nice and cool to listen to the last shout.
Definitely.
Now, you can go up to the Crimson Circle sign.
The little logo, there. Yeah.
Here you can see all the Crimson Circle website open. And if you know, you can see all the lists downstairs till the Crimson Circle Angels.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And then all the others is, of course, go upstairs. You can go up?
All the way up.
Oh, okay. No, go up. No, go out. To the...
There you go.
No, to the world. Up.
Up.
You know what this?
No.
No, punch.
No.
Get in there. It's Twitter. This is Twitter. And you can see Shambon Peter.
Oh, yeah. Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
Okay. Now, all the others is... I'm sorry. Go to the next one.
The world. There you go.
The world.
Right.
And there is many Norman others websites.
Wow. Gene Tenders, Lee Carroll.
Anders and now Gold. Go to the right. And this is the cool. This is the best. You can see online all whatever you have on YouTube of Crimson Circle.
Oh, lovely. Oh.
And also get into the YouTube. All right?
Wow.
And then you go to the pictures. I put pictures that I had.
But no, we have the new site, yeah.
So you can go play with this. No, you can move it. Okay, next is get into the Facebook, which is just click on the and take it off.
Are we friends on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, good, good.
You have like 1,000 on Twitter.
I lost count.
Farmville is
okay,
wearing
you have,
me out.
No, go back to the, yes, okay, this one. This is
Chandra the newsletter.
Newsletter, online.
Could you change that to magazine?
Yes.
Because, I mean, look at the
You can go and read,
thing.
You can read exactly, the, you don't need the email, it's open
automatically.
Right away.
Oh, wow.
And then you have your email notifier that people love it. People like it. Punch. You can put your any email that you have, and you can get notes when you have an email, new email. It's
cool.
Very, very cool.
And I see over there it says 81 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's where
is that here? Weather or Netherlands?
It's weather. Netherlands. Yeah. Why Netherlands?
That's right here.
You can.
Kind of.
Close enough.
Kind of.
You can change it.
Yeah.
Okay, go move. All the others, either games and free TV from all over the world and other stuff.
Hmm.
If you go, not there. Not the anyway, go to the first for the Chambra, and there the most important thing is the control panel. Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
Punch. Go to the toolbar options.
Joseph, you created this, right?
Yeah. Could you? No, you didn't. Go back.
And how much does it
go
cost?
Back.
How much does it cost, Joseph?
Oh, what?
What do they have to pay to download it?
Nothing. It's free.
It's free.
Okay, here you can take off whatever you like or you don't like for the toolbar. You can take off all the stuff. You can put your own. It's very, very easy to play with it. So if you don't like something, take it off. So
that's
it's
lovely.
Very easy, and it's not affect anything on the browsing or whatever you do.
That's amazing.
And Joseph, I know some Chambra have a little concern about confidentiality and privacy. But this doesn't allow
our company doing nothing. It's totally, totally clean.
Right.
But there is toolbars in the world. People are using this tool because download our toolbar is very, very known. So you know, if you go to some website and it asks you this, don't do it if you don't trust it.
Right.
So it's very simple.
But and I use the toolbar and I love it.
Yeah. You have Apple. You have
When I on Safari it doesn't work on that browser. But when I use Firefox it does.
Firefox.
Yeah. Yeah. And on PCs it works, but if you're on Mac,
the Mac is best.
You have to use
okay. The next
Firefox.
Evolution, we're going to put some table from some little things for Chambra chat online, so you can see some. If you are from Australia or from whatever you are, you can just talk to somebody. And this is not this is not like the Facebook or all the others. This is privacy. This is private for Chambra.
Oh.
That's the thing.
Oh, that's lovely.
Private Chambra chat room.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.
Joseph was also our first host in Israel.
So thank you, Joseph. Glad you're here from Israel. And you can download the toolbar from the Crimson Circle website. There's a place on there, I think, in the community section.
Joseph, the Israel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A gift from Chambra Israel.
For the Chambra
from
team.
People from Israel.
Who is the mic?
The guys from Israel.
Okay, the guys from Israel, we made our gathering last month, and we did this as a gift for the Crimson Circle team.
Thank
and
you.
People really love it to give it to you. So
oh,
thank you very much.
It's over there.
And thanks to the team.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Chambra Israel.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you, Joseph.
Do you remember where we met Joseph the first time?
Yes, it was on the...
our very first trip.
The second workshop
first
we ever did.
First trip out of the country.
First trip in England over 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always amazed with everything going on. We were in England in 9/11 with a group from around the country.
The world
seemed like it was falling apart at that moment. We had about 25 people in the group, and everybody was really kind of devastated. It was overwhelming. And I remember Joseph so clearly because he was helping everyone else. And here he was from a country, Israel, that really is in the midst of a lot of the issues going on in the world. But he forgot about himself and about getting him home, and he was helping everybody else. So, Joseph, good to see you again. So I think almost a wrap.
Jeff.
Yes?
I also have...
Oh, no.
...Santa bag from New Zealand.
Oh. From New Zealand.
Oh. Staff of Crimson Circle.
Wow, wow. So what's in there, sorry?
I'm not sure. A lot of different things. It's a care package for the staff of Crimson Circle.
Sweet.
Wow, sweet.
From our Kiwi friends.
Sweet.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, New Zealanders.
Thank you. Yeah, to all the Kiwi. And I just want to mention real quickly, before we take a break, and I got out of order on my slides, every month there are translators who spend literally weeks translating the shouds and the materials. As soon as our transcripts are up on the website, which is usually by Monday morning. Can you believe it?
By the way, thanks, Gene Titter and Gail Newby.
Yeah, I mean, they work, and John for getting the files.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. By Monday morning, the text transcript is on the website. International translators from at least 25 different countries go to work right away translating this for the websites all over the world. They work countless hours. I've heard that it takes anywhere from about 5 to 6 hours, I think, Gene, for per page or per hour. But it's a lot. They'll work for weeks on getting this out and sharing it with people in South America, Europe, Asia, in Africa. So what we're doing right here from little old Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado, is having
everywhere.
A huge impact all over the world.
It's hurt and
so I'd like
everyone.
To really give a very special thanks to the international translators.
Oh.
And, of course, to our team right here, some of them who were here as early as 7:30 this morning setting up, and they're running the equipment all day. They do the teardown. They do an incredible job, and it makes this thing we call Chambra possible.
We're very lucky.
All over the world. So thank you to the staff. Our appreciation. Okay, we're going to take a, let's call it a 30-minute break and see what Adamus has to say. So enjoy, hit that wine back there,
oh,
and have a good time.
Yeah.